Kentucky's junior senator is just in his first term, but Rand Paul's name is already on some people's minds as a presidential candidate. WVXU's political reporter Howard Wilkinson talked about Paul's ambitions in his column yesterday at WVXU.org. He joins me this morning. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So how serious is this talk about Rand Paul for president?
Marianne, it's as serious as it can be 3 years before the presidential nominating conventions take place. I mean, it's a long way out. But Rand Paul, in a lot of national polls, polls either at the top or near the top of potential Republican presidential candidates. And a lot of that has to do with his very strong support among the Tea Party wing of the Republican Party. And they're going to have influence in primary elections when the 2016 cycle begins.
So he's so connected with the Tea Party, but he's also courting some of the mainstream support right now.
Well,
what's he been doing?
He has to. Number one, he's gotten a lot closer to Mitch McConnell, his fellow Kentuckian and the Senate minority leader, who is an establishment figure and can help him. His own Paul's campaign manager from 2010 is running Mitch McConnell's re-election campaign in 2014. He has to get close, a little bit closer to the middle, I think, to be taken seriously as a presidential contender. Republicans, they tend to like their favorite flavor in presidential candidates is vanilla. And by that, I mean they want more moderate candidates. They get people like Mitt Romney, John McCain, George W. Bush, who are more towards the moderate end of the spectrum in the Republican Party. But he has to do that without losing his Tea Party base. So it's a pretty delicate balance that he has to play.
How hard is that going to be?
Very hard. It's very hard to do because the Tea Party folks are very adamant about their beliefs. And if you stray from them, you will hear about it from them. And you could lose support from them.
Now, election, as you said, still a long way off, but will Paul have to take any kind of action soon if he's really serious about running?
Well, he doesn't have to form an exploratory committee or do anything like that, but he has to, build some bridges, make some contacts with, national organizations, super PACs, those kind of things. And I think when you see him, if you watch him very closely, see his speaking schedule, if he starts showing up at the Iowa State Fair or Republican conventions in New Hampshire or South Carolina, some of the early primary states, it's a pretty good indication that he's serious about it. He wants to be considered part of the cattle call for Republican presidential candidates.
He's had speaking engagements that he's been doing, not necessarily in those places, but more than you would expect out of a senator from Kentucky.
Well, he's a national figure. I mean, he's made himself a national figure over the last few years, and that's reflected in the polls.
In Ohio, Republicans from the southwest part of the state are looking seriously at expanding gun rights. What are you seeing on that so far?
It's interesting. You've got two state representatives from southwest Ohio who have bills in the Ohio House that would expand concealed carry laws in Ohio, and they have a Republican majority in both houses that is probably pretty sympathetic to them. John Becker, who's a freshman state representative from Union Township in Claremont County, what he wants to do is expand concealed carry to non-federal and non-secured public buildings, including the Ohio State House. He wants people to be able to bring guns in, to the State House under the concealed carry law if they have a license. And Ron Meg from Lebanon, who is a state representative, has another bill where he wants to expand concealed carry into churches, daycare centers, but he, wants to keep them out of airports and police stations, schools, and that kind of thing. Now, both of these pieces of legislation are probably going to find a pretty good audience in the Ohio General Assembly.
We'll have to watch and see on that one. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU political reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can also read his column and his blog at WVXU.org.